Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Monday, March 11th, 2019. It's 7:02. Ms. Retro, will you take the roll call, please?
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Fairgreave is absent. Mrs. Linkemer?
Here.
Mr. Manheim?
Here.
Mr. McNally?
Here.
Mr. Noling?
Here.
Ms. Weibel?
Here.
Mrs. Yu?
Here. Ms. Fairgreave will be here in a little bit. She has a family celebration up at North High School, so we expect her as we attend the meeting. Would you all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming. We have an extra special meeting today. I can honestly say, in going to board meetings for 20 years, we've never had an orchestra at our meetings. So this is very exciting. We're all very happy to be here. I will now turn this over to Dr. Pearson to introduce our students.
Yes, we are very excited to be here tonight at Bell Graham Elementary School. Thank you so much for hosting our meeting. There are several things that we want to celebrate and recognize this evening. And so to begin, I'm going to recognize Mrs. Klupel, the principal here at Bell Graham, and she will proceed with her introductions.
Good evening. All right, good evening, school board. Thank you so much for being here. We're excited to host you this evening. We do have a special treat this evening. At our last board meeting, Mr. Noling had a request, and it is a very worthy request. So we are excited to host Mr. Masters, our orchestra teacher from Bell Graham and Wasco this evening, and his orchestra. I'm going to give you a little bit of an introduction about what we will be getting a chance to hear. But Mr. Masters was recently had his first piece of music published for his string orchestra, and it was published through Kender Music. And Mr. Masters has been the orchestra teacher here at Wasco and Bell Graham since 2004. He's also been writing and arranging music for a few years now. This piece that we get to hear tonight is called Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair. It is an Appalachian folk song with Scottish origin that Mr. Masters has arranged. He's reworked it and he's reharmonized it for strings back in 2006. We are proud to showcase it tonight with 30 students who are a combination of former Bell Graham and former Wasco Orchestra students. Mr. Masters.
Thank you.
Mr. Masters, thank you so much. Musicians, thank you for your time and your energy and for presenting this beautiful piece tonight. This was a wonderful way to start our evening. Thank you so much. And as we transition, that will give me a moment to introduce our student presentation for this evening. But before we jump into that, I do want to thank all of the staff members who are here with me this evening. We have Mrs. Harnett, Mrs. Thomas, Mrs. Nolte, Mrs. Gawenda, Mrs. Hussar, Mrs. Van Pelt, Mrs. Marbut, Mr. Vanderbleek, and of course, Mr. Masters. So thank you to all of my staff members who are sitting back here who have joined us this evening. So as we prepare for our student presentation this evening, I have 6 fifth graders here who have been working hard with Mr. Vanderbleek, and they would like to showcase a new technology tool that we have been utilizing called PadCast and our green screen. So I am going to, are we ready? All right, so I'm going to introduce Ava, Alexa, Lisa, Haley, Giancarlo, and Quinn. All right, I'm turning it over to you.
Thank you. Thank you again for coming. Did you turn this on? Thank you again for coming. We're going to let the kids do the introduction. They recorded it for you, so we're just about ready to start. Mr. Owens, are you ready?
Thank you.
So this is what happens when you put fifth graders in charge of a green screen. And that's our Padcaster over there, purchased with, as the kids said, from Greater St. Charles Education Foundation grant that Mrs. Thomas submitted last year and part of our library funds. So we've got all kinds of ideas coming in on how to use a green screen for learning and stuff that's not for learning, right, guys? There's all kinds of ideas. We've been having fun putting Mrs. Klupel in front of our green screen, which maybe we'll show you the next time. No? Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. We are excited to host you this evening. And that concludes our student presentation. I'm not sure if you have any questions for me or for my fabulous team here. Otherwise,
I think I would just say you thanked us, and we really want to thank you for showing us something we've never seen before. It's always great to come to a meeting and learn something new. Also, I was sitting here thinking, I bet you our high schoolers that are sitting over on this side of the audience are thinking, oh, you know, where was that when I was in fifth grade? I mean, we just keep moving forward, and that was very interesting. Thank you very much. Did you guys like doing that, being put on the spot? You did. Uh-huh. I bet you everybody wants to do it. You probably have to really ration it out. Well, thank you very much. Does anyone else have anything they want to add?
I would just echo your thoughts, Mrs. Huell, and just say that the orchestra played beautifully, and we just want to say thank you for that performance, because that was really lovely. So,
one thing I did forget to mention about the performance, we did not have an opportunity to give you the full explanation of the history of that piece. So Mrs. Marbit made a program for this evening. So feel free to pick one of those up on your way out, and it gives you a little bit more of an introduction to what the piece and a history to the piece, but it also lists all the students who were able to play tonight as well.
Thank you very much. This was very exciting.
I just like to, I thought all the presentations were great. I just want to point out, I thought the violists were exceptionally good. I may be biased. I had a son up there, so.
We should have said which really embarrassing.
Third chair up.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Pearson. Yes, well, we also say at this point that if the families and the students would like to get going now, it is, well, it's only 7:20, but if you'd like to leave, please feel free. If not, you can stay for the rest of the meeting, and thank you very much for coming. Oh, thank you very much to all the staff members that came, too. That's really impressive to see everybody. Thank you. Our next item on the agenda is citizen comments. We have two citizen comments. Ms. Linkmer?
The school code provides for a public comment period at each board meeting subject to reasonable constraints. The practice of this board is to limit public comment to 3 minutes per speaker to a total of 30 minutes at the beginning of the meeting. Speakers addressing the board are expected to maintain a reasonable level of civility. Also, personnel matters are sensitive and confidential. Comments regarding individuals should be respectful. Insults and defamatory remarks have no place in this setting. The board will terminate public comment if speakers cannot adhere to these guidelines. Please identify yourself at the beginning of your remarks.
Thank you. We have two speakers tonight. The first is Brian Turnbow, speaking on Carina Villa Educational Advisory Committee.
Thank you. That was awesome. Congrats, gentlemen. You guys won. I am here for, my name is Brian Turnbow. I am here on behalf of State Representative Carina Villa of the Illinois 49th Legislative District. In order to listen to the voices of the 49th District and ensure effective representation, Representative Villa is establishing a series of advisory committees. I'm a co-chair of the Educational Advisory Committee. I wanted to let your school district know that there's an open invitation to the community to attend our meetings. We will be meeting monthly with the intention of gathering ideas and listening to concerns regarding education. Our first meeting will be held on Thursday, March 21st at 7 p.m. at the Panera Bread on Wilson Street in Batavia. Also, feel free to email us at education.49th@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to email the superintendent with any future meeting dates.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. The next speaker is Jen Rothenberg. Rothenberg or Rothenberg? Okay, I'm not doing too well today. And speaking on Rademacher Manor. Welcome.
Hi, I'm actually Michelle Buck, and this is my colleague, Jen Rothenberg. First of all, again, echoing, how do you follow that and that? But here we are. So Jen and I both represent a group called Random Acts Matter. We're a volunteer organization committed to sharing care and compassion in St. Charles. We were founded in 2016 and have performed over 150 acts of kindness in St. Charles since that time. Our official color is orange. So we had Random Acts of Kindness Week, February 11th. Did anybody see orange around town? Did anybody perform any acts of kindness? It was all in the schools. Excellent. Okay. Our theme was Paint the Town Orange, and our goal is really just to kind of saturate our community with kindness. So during this very special week, we encouraged every single person in St. Charles to spread kindness. We reached out to individuals, neighborhoods, the city, businesses, and churches. Our biggest response by far were the D303 staff, faculty, and students. Students, teachers, administrators, parents, and families all got involved to spread kindness in our schools and into the larger community. And Jen's going to share some of those acts with you.
So we do have photos that we were going to do a slideshow, but couldn't hook up a laptop. So there are some pictures of all the students. Starting out with a high school level, we had North and East High School involved. So some of the swim team, I know, handed out Hershey Kisses with little notes of encouragement on the bottom. We had North High School students at the beginning of the school handing out words of encouragement on pieces of paper. They posted them around school. They posted them in the bathrooms. They made M&Ms for all the staff and custodians. They made cookies for the fire department and the police department. And then North and East went out and handed out on Friday the Hershey Kisses together, which was amazing for the community to see both of the schools kind of representing North, you know, and East and District 303. At the middle school level, Thompson had the business club. They were going around putting notes on people's lockers and putting notes around the school. Redling Middle School did a penny drive during the cafeteria lunchtime to raise money for our organization, which was amazing. At the elementary school level, it was during after-school enrichment, so Bell Graham, they did some painting pottery, so they were doing some for other people to give as gifts, and also learning about what Random Acts is and how simple it could be, and it doesn't cost anything. So Wild Rose Elementary School made cookies for the bus drivers, and Norton Creek had a clap-in where they clapped all the students in. They had their mascot there, and they raised money. They raised food for Illinois Food Bank. So all of District 303 was involved. It was amazing. You can go to our website and see all the pictures. You can go to our Facebook page and see all the pictures, but it was just so amazing that these kids went out and did this on their own, and all of their acts were all thought by the students, and then the staff just helped them execute it. So it was a really amazing, amazing job by everyone. So thank you. And there's a little kisses, well, actually little things from Graham's made up for you guys to hand out, so little chocolates also. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I have a quick little question. We don't usually question. Is the group in St. Charles community, is that a standalone, or are you part of a bigger group?
Our group is a standalone.
Standalone.
Yes.
Good to know, because you see the words now often, and I was just wondering if it was bigger. That's great. That's great. Thank you.
So although we have that special week, every single day we are looking to fulfill acts of kindness. So you go to our website, randomactsmatter.com, and nominate somebody that you think could benefit from an act of kindness.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mrs.
Hewell, if you can excuse me a minute, I have a family emergency.
something. Our next item on the agenda is the superintendent's report. Dr. Pearson?
Thank you. We're going to continue now with some additional student celebrations. I know we've been able to see things happening here at Bell Graham, but it's also a time of the year when we're able to recognize some of our high school students for their accomplishments. And so first this evening, I would like to introduce East High School Principal, Mr. Richter, and he's got a couple of folks that he would like to introduce to us as well.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me again here for the second month in a row to recognize the excellent accomplishments of some of our athletes. This month we're here to recognize three of our wrestlers who made the podium at state last month at the IHSA state finals in Champaign. But to tell you a little bit more about the wrestlers and about their seasons, I'd like to introduce Mr. Jason Potter, who is the young men's coach. So I'll turn over to Mr. Potter at this time.
Thank you, Principal Richter. Thank you, Board, for acknowledging these young men and having us here tonight. It's a real honor, and congratulations to the swim team for getting it down on the other side of town. It's always exciting to see athletics as a whole in St. Charles coming back. I'm from here, so getting honored in St. Charles for any athletic accomplishments is amazing. The three men standing here in front of us, individually they placed in the state tournament, but these guys have actually been part of a bigger movement to kind of put our program back on the map. They're all three seniors, and they've been coming through the program wrestling for me throughout the last couple years. And each year we've gotten to another accomplishment, another milestone. And this year the big milestone was their accomplishments down at the individual state tournament. Tommy Schroeder went into the tournament in our send-off breakfast in the morning. We told everybody, that all the teachers there, that Tommy could beat anybody and pin anybody. And when you say that, you think maybe one or two. Nobody expected him to go on a roll that he did. He lost his first match of the state tournament, and then he had to win five matches coming back, pinning four of them to get to the third place match. And in the third place match, he actually had the kid pinned. The ref just didn't call it. But in the process of that, pinning four people in a row was the second most in the IHSA as a whole, all divisions. So that was a huge accomplishment for him. And he's the only person from St. Charles, even all the way back before the split, to win five matches down at the state tournament. So it was an extreme accomplishment, and to make things better, he beat an old teammate of his that wrestles for Marmion. So for us, that's an even better accomplishment to take one of them out. Mr. Hull standing behind me, he's our lightweight. Or he was at one point in his life, I guess, but he's our heavyweight. Justin's been the anchor at the back of our lineup, no pun intended, but he's the guy at the end of all of our dual meets that we could count on for the last couple years. He is the first multi-placer that we've had since 2003. That was a big milestone for us. We've had a couple guys get on the podium, and to place multiple times was huge for him. Last year he took third, and then this year he was a state finalist. We came down the last 20 seconds of his state championship match, but he was right there. But taking third and taking second was the best we've done for an athlete since 2003. And then our last athlete is Justin Benjamin. He won the 138-pound state championship this year, so that was incredible for us. We haven't had a champ since 2011, and the best thing about that is that we're getting the whole movement back of our program, and we have our kids club now supporting us and feeding us, and a bunch of those kids came down, and they got to see somebody wearing the fleur-de-lis on their chest get up and win a state championship. So personally, I run the kids club as well, and my son is one of those kids. So to see somebody win a state title and two guys to be in the finals, it really made that realistic for him to go get that done. So he ended his career with 150, and we're checking. He thinks he might have 152, would tie the record, but I think my stats might be wrong, so I'm going to go back and check for him. But either way, he has 150 varsity wins, which if it's not the most, it'll be the second most in school history. So all three of these guys are going to go on and do athletics in college. Mr. Hull's going to play football in Minnesota Duluth. Tommy is going to be playing baseball at Triton. And Justin's got a couple more recruiting trips to go on, but he's going to wrestle in college as well. So we're extremely proud of these young men. So thank you for having me.
I I'd now like to introduce Ms. Christensen, principal at North High School, who also has some recognitions. Mr. Dolny, I think, is coming to the podium as well. Or he's coming to the podium instead.
Dr. Pearson, Board of Education, thanks for having us here again. Before I turn it over to the young men, I just would like to comment on the strength of our community. At New Trier, prior to watching the boys get their medals and trophy, the AD and his assistants commented how awesome our fans were, and he didn't limit that to St. Charles North. Coach Rooney has East and North swim sit together. It's something the coaches do, and you couldn't tell if an East swimmer was getting up on the podium or a North swimmer was getting up on the podium. That corner of the pool at New Trier was alive and cheering for both North and East, and it was just an incredible moment. And for people to notice that, it just shows what kind of strength our community has and our schools have. So I just wanted to mention that before I bring up the boys and Coach Rooney to introduce.
Dr. Pearson, President Ewell, school board, I'd like to thank you all for everything that you give to our community. Much like Jason, growing up here in St. Charles and having the honor to represent this community is immense, and it's an honor to be here. Before I move forward with anything, I would like to thank three people and recognize three people. Ricky, could you please present the state medal to Dr. Pearson? I would also like to take the time to give two other medals out tonight. Jared, could you give one to Mr. John Beard for us for everything he does with facilities and making sure that our pool is up and running? We would also like to present one to a former colleague of mine who's still a colleague, but obviously he's moved up in the ranks. We'd like to, Nate, could you please present one to Dr. Mark Moore?
Is he a doctor? Is Mark a doctor yet?
Sorry, you're not a doctor yet. But one thing I'd like to do, I'd like to have the boys speak about the boys. So I would like to turn the floor over to Siba Filipovic, who's going to speak on behalf of our team.
Good evening, everyone. My name is. Oh, hold on. You want to hold it? No, I'm good. Good evening, everyone. I am Siba Filipovic. I'm going to speak on behalf of the St. Charles North High School swim team. I would like to thank the board and basically everyone here for the opportunity to have everything St. Charles, and as well as like establishing our own swim team. And I would like to thank also our athletic director, Dan Dolny, over there, for everything he's done for us. He's also been a big support to us. He's come to the pool deck and given everything that we've needed. And also, another great thing I would like to announce is, like, thank you to our amazing principal, Mrs. Christensen, for also coming to the state swim meet, cheering for us. And it was also a great pleasure seeing her there. And as well as, it was also amazing seeing all the fans supporting us, both East and North side. Also, it was a great pleasure seeing them all in the stands cheering for whichever side we were on. So, again, I am a St. Charles North High School swimmer for the St. Charles North. And I would like to start with, like, our highlights of the 2018-2019 swim season. So from the beginning of the season, there we had one goal in mind. That was to be the big state champion. Rooney was one of our really big inspirations, as well as all of our coaches. But I remember the first day we walked into the pool deck, Rooney says, "Boys, we can make history. We could be state champions." And that was really hooked. All of us were hooked onto the idea. We were all drilled into our minds that we could be a state champion. This would be a first in our history. So that was also really cool that we wanted to really follow through and show that we can be one of the best out there and also make history for our school. So one of our first big victories was following the conference meets where we won, and then following with the sectional meet where we qualified all three of our relays along with our own individual swims. Also, for first time ever, we had two divers, Andy O'Hara and Jared McIntosh. So we had them diving for us, and that was also really cool to see that we have finally two divers going with us, which is also really cool. And those were all the things that were leading up to it. And so, first of all, we had our prelim swims. We did tremendous. All of us did an amazing job, and we all came back to finals to do what we needed to do, our main goal to be a state champion. So we came back on finals on February 23rd. We were hungry for a state title. So our first event, the 200 medley relay of myself, Will Meyer, Nate Baxter, and Charlie Williams, came down. We did amazing. We came in strong for the beginning. So, and then after that, we had Ricky Williams swim the 200 freestyle. It was amazing swim, and it was fabulous. It was great to see, and Ricky also kicking it off as well. So, and then we had the 200 IM with myself and my little brother, who did a fantastic job. Alec Filipovic also, a great job. We did Alec did a great job, and it was really good. You did good. And so after that, we had the 100 fly where that really kicked off. We had Will Meyer over there get first, and then we had Nate Baxter get third. That really racked us the points, and then that really flew us off to the charts, and we were really way far ahead, and they really got us there. And it was a great. And then we had Ricky Williams and Brad Whitehurst swim the 500 freestyle. They both swam fantastic at finals. Ricky coming in strong. Same with Brad, always coming in strong and just pushing each other, doing the best that they could at that meet, and just doing fantastic in placing. And then, so the 200 freestyle relay was really good. Everyone swam really fast. We got second in that. And then after that, we had the 100 breaststroke, which it was pretty much the closer. Or Will Meyer, also again, a state champion, 100 breaststroke, finally. And he was just doing the best he could. And then finally, the 400 freestyle relay. I mean, we already had it in the bag after the 100 breast, but we still swam hard in the 400 freestyle relay. And it was just amazing that we did it. We finally got a state championship title. Also for the old man Rooney, we got him a state championship. So, and it was amazing. Great feeling hopping into the pool with all these amazing group of people. An amazing group of swimmers. It was just a great experience. And I would also, a last thank you to my teammates, all of them, everything they've done for me, for us, for myself, everyone on the swim team, for all the amount of support throughout the whole swim season. And also, I would like to thank an amazing coach, Rooney, Cloy, and also Brian, who also helped us out throughout the entire way at the state meet. And it was also fantastic having them as a staff. And go North Stars and go St. Charles. Thank you.
Before you have any questions, I'd also like to add that Coach Rooney won Coach of the Year for the Illinois High School Coaches Association, and Will Meyer is Swimmer of the Year for the Illinois High School Coaches Association. So.
I might have a question or two, but I have to repeat what you said probably five times. It was amazing, and we are just thrilled for you. And, of course, you probably someday will realize that you were the first boys team at St. Charles North. And also, and you all know this, I mean, St. Charles swimmers used to be, that's what St. Charles was known for year after year, and it's been kind of quiet. So we are thrilled in particular that you've got your first state championship at North, Mrs. Christensen, and that it's in swimming, which is kind of trademark St. Charles. So it's very cool. I'm very happy for all of you, and I will turn it over to questions, but I really do think I would like to ask each of you to stand up and say your name, because that was your question. So if you would please just stand up and state your name and your grade in school, or if you're a senior, if you know what you're going to be doing next. So, thank you.
I'm a junior. I got 10th place in the 200 and got 4th in the 500. I'm a junior.
I'm Albert Bouvari, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Jared McIntosh. I'm 17th in the state for diving. I'm a junior.
I'm Charlie Williams. I'm a senior. I was on the third place medley relay and the second place 200 free relay. I'll be continuing my academic career at University of Illinois in Urbana and Champaign.
I'm Nate Baxter. I'm a junior. I got third in the 100 fly and swim three relays.
I'm Will Meyer. I'm a senior. I got a couple of relays. First in the 100 fly and first in the 100 breast, and I'll be attending the University of Iowa.
I'm Sibo Filipovich. I'm a junior, and I got 7th in the 200 IM, and then I got 11th in the 100 back.
Wonderful. Thank you, everyone. And I don't think any of us realized what a young team you have. So this might become a tradition. Congratulations, Coach, and congratulations on your own award. So
I just want to jump in and say I went to St. Charles through the 80s when it was the swimming dynasty. And I know we had some state champs in the 90s, but I know it's been a long time. So I was very excited and proud of you boys. And I actually posted on my personal Facebook, thank you so much for bringing the trophy back home. So it just, I was involved in swimming when I was in high school, and I went to every state championship, so I know it's quite an awesome experience. So I just want to say thank you so much for bringing it back home and representing boys swimming again. And I know it's been hard since we split the schools. It was been quite a while, but, you know, as an alum as well. But it really is wonderful to kind of have that powerhouse back home. So thank you so much.
Anybody else? But I asked Dr. Pearson this afternoon, I said, wouldn't it be nice if they brought the trophy? And he said, it can be big, and I don't know if they will. And I thought, why? So I didn't ask him to, but it was just kind of like, well, someday, let's see the trophy. So could you stand up with that trophy that's actually glass? In the?
Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Oh. You get to. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Well, thanks again. Thanks for coming. Please come back. We would love to continue to recognize your accomplishments as a school and a team. Thank you also to Mr. Richter and to East for being here tonight. We always are happy to be able to have a moment of celebration with our students as a part of our board meeting. So thank you for continuing the tradition. Thanks so much. Just a couple of other announcements for board members. I just want to remind you that the St. Charles Education Foundation Gala is on April the 6th, which is a Saturday. You should have received an email with information about registration. If you do plan to attend the gala, if you could let Ms. Ratchford know, that way we can help put in a request for seating and those kinds of things to make sure that we know that you're coming. So if you've registered, if you could let her know that you're planning to attend. And then the other thing, I did send out an email about an opportunity to tour the West Aurora Learning Center. They've opened a new learning center in West Aurora for students in their district that I think has some programs that we would be interested in. They've offered to give us a tour on the 20th of March from 10:30 to 11:30. I can take two board members with me on that tour, and then if we want to go again, if there's more people that want to go, then we'll schedule some subsequent tours. I apologize that it's in the middle of the day, but we do want to try to go when there are students participating in the programming. So if that's of interest to you, if you could also let Chris know. That concludes the superintendent's report. Thank you, Ms. Huell.
Thank you, Dr. Pearson.
Oh, I was going to say, Dr. Pearson, on that point, is there's a possibility that we would be able to do it a different day as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can go back as many times as we want to.
I have a conflict that day, but I'm interested.
So if you are interested but can't go that day, if you could also let us know that, and then we'll try to schedule another time.
Good. The next item on the agenda are committee reports. I'd like to start with learning and teaching, please.
Okay. Learning and teaching. I think I'm loud there, aren't I? Learning and teaching met on February 19th. We had welcome celebrations, recognitions. Virtual Enterprise International students from both North and East High Schools participated in the trade show at the 2019 Great Lakes Regional Conference and Exhibition in Chicago. Students from both schools won awards in the top three categories, such as HR, newsletter, website, sales material, and salesmanship. Incubator students presented their MVP, which is minimum viable product, pitches to a panel of investors during the week of February 4th through 8th. Students provided an overview of their company, the problem they seek to solve, and a proposed solution to the problem in the form of a product or service. Groups seek seed money to actually launch their business. After the presentations, panel members and students had the opportunity to ask questions and provide feedback. The district's strategic goals were released for the public on the district website. Andy Masters, as we found out, a music teacher, has published a piece of music for the string orchestra, and we recognize that there as well. He's quite accomplished and very proud of him. St. Charles North senior Laura Fang has been chosen as a candidate for the 2019 U.S. Presidential Scholarship Award. Semifinalists will be chosen in April, and finalists will be announced in May. Scholars will be selected based on superior academic and artistic achievements, leadership and character qualities, and community and school involvement. For discussion, we had discussion about classroom library purchase for Richmond Intermediate School. Cindy Roush presented a request for $72,300 in Title I funds recommended for purchase to increase the library's availability of high-quality instructional resources. And the elementary school improvement plans were presented. They offer a big picture of student needs and staff learning. Plans involve adjustments in instructional strategies based on the needs of each school. Each school plan is based on the following PARC score data, educator level and student level. Terms and acronyms were reviewed, and elementary school principals presented data and school improvement plans for each individual school, and I believe that information is available on the website. The next meeting is going to be on, what's the date of the next meeting?
April 22nd or April 15th.
A week from today, yes. So, but it's, I'm trying to think of the date. April 15th, is that? Or March
18th.
I'm listening to her. March 18th, I'm sorry. I'm looking at this here as well. The items for discussion are going to be assessment plan, learning management system, and instructional technology, as well as full grade acceleration and academically talented and early entrance policy. Okay. I turned past the elementary. No, I did not. I'm good. I thought I missed something there.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. McNally. The next meeting that we had was Business Services.
Mr. Yeah, thank you. We met on February 21st, and we had a few items to discuss. As always, we led off with the financial reports for Mid-Valley, as well as D303, and those are all trending as expected, and those are in our packets for information. Our next two items are items that are on for action tonight. Our first one was the resolution authorizing transfer of monies from working cash to O&M, IRMF, a debt service, and TORC funds. This is something we do yearly, so that's on for action. Our next item is our permanent construction-related fund transfer, and this is to fund the remaining construction at Thompson. Our next couple of items were software-related. Item E was the Plato courseware license renewal for grades 6 through 12, and that is a renewal. The next item is FastBridge, which is things we heard about a little about in L&T as well, and that's on for consent. Our next item is the Silver Glen property lease that we do every year. to the Biddles, and they will be raising crops there for this year. Our next item is for consent. It's asset inventory and valuation services. It's something that we're going to do to take account for all of our IT, where it is in the district, and get a good feel of where we are with things. And that's on for consent. Our next two items were for discussion, and we got into a healthy discussion about things for the building utilization as well as the Haynes building options. And we look to give administration some more guidance and direction to bring us some more information at our next business service meeting. So that'll be a continuation of discussion. Our next item, Mr. Lamp came up and gave us a construction update on Thompson and where we are to date and where we're going here in the next few months, with hopefully it warming up. So we'll start to see a lot more action outside pertaining to the fields and stuff. So that'll be exciting. I'm sure they're all anxious to get going on that. Our next item, Norris Rec Center update. Dr. Chapman kind of gave us an update that he gives our advisory committee, if you will, a couple times a year. So he kind of gave us an update on where we are with that. Things continue to do well over there, and they see an uptick in attendance. Next item on for consent tonight is purchases of buses for the transportation department. This is part of our ongoing upgrading of the fleet. Kind of gets us back in line where we need to be. Item N, review of bids for the award of contract for capital improvement for the East High School driver's education pavement maintenance. Item O, capital improvement for East High School, the Sports Center skylight replacement. Item P, which was the Rudley Middle School, East High School, St. Charles North High School mechanical upgrades. Item Q, Belgram, Corn, Fairson Creek, Wasco, Wild Rose, North, Seal Coat maintenance, pavement maintenance that we do. Item R was Wild Rose gym floor replacement. And then item S was the Munn Hall Elementary and Richmond Intermediate secure entries. Those are some modifications that were being made to those two schools. And that is it.
Very good. And your next meeting is?
Yes. 21st.
The 21st, okay.
Yes, 5:30.
Thank you. March 21st. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I was unable to attend DPTO last month, but I was wondering, actually I didn't check in with you, Ms. Weibel, if you had gone to that meeting?
I did go briefly. I wasn't able to stay for the whole meeting. But in the beginning, the part that I was there, the PTOs talked about communication, and I believe it was kind of the main topic of their meeting. So they talked a lot about how they're communicating now to their parents, and the high schools talked about do they want to communicate to the students, how do they communicate to the different bodies of people, whether it be students or parents, depending on the age group, and how they're doing it now. So some are communicating through the principal, some are doing it weekly, monthly. So they just kind of did an assessment of how they're doing it. And then the next part of the conversation, and I think they're going to talk about it monthly, is to figure out do they want to make it more uniform? Do they want to figure out kind of how do they want to do it? But I think it was a good start to a conversation, and it was really optimistic about them sharing ideas about what worked and maybe what has been successful in the past, maybe what hasn't been. And so I think it was a good beginning. So,
thank you for going. Did you have a housing commission meeting?
There was no housing commission meeting again. I know, but thank you for asking.
Welcome. And there is a DPTO meeting already this Wednesday, so I'll be there at that. Okay, thank you very much. Was there anything anyone else had? Nope, no other meetings. That concludes committee reports. The next item on the agenda is for action. We have two for action items. May I have a resolution authorizing transfer of monies from the working cash fund to the operations and maintenance IMRF / Social Security and debt service and tort funds. May I have that motion?
So move.
Mr. Manhattan? And a second?
Second.
Well, I'll go over here. I'll get you next. Because it's just kind of different, although it was discussed at Business Services, I asked Dr. Pearson if we could maybe have two or three sentences to remind us of what these actions are. Thank you for being here.
Sure. If it's okay, I'll just cover both of those now, both items. Is this on? Anyway, the first item is our temporary working cash transfers, and those are really just to cover our funds until we get our tax levy. As you know, we usually typically get those. We start getting early tax levy funds in late May. So we're approaching our low point in the year, and with our spending patterns, typically we spend a little bit more prior to those funds coming. So this is an annual thing we do. We have a $13.5 million total, and then these funds are actually replenished at the end of the fiscal year when the auditors come through. We move the money back into that working cash fund, Fund 70. And then the second transfer that you'll be approving after this one, if it's okay, I'll cover that real quickly. That is a permanent transfer, so that's a little bit different than what we do on the working cash side, because this money will stay and remain, in this case, in the capital outlay fund. So these are funds that last year, if you recall, we had a $19.3 million transfer out of education to O&M. We moved $13.3 million of that into the capital fund to pay for construction last year, and we waited until this year to pick up the additional year. And as Mr. Mannheim indicated earlier, we will anticipate spending a total of $8 million, so the $6 million from last year plus $2 million from this year, and that should help us to fund the construction for the rest of this year. There may be some need for next fiscal year to do another transfer, but at this time it's not necessary. Any questions?
Okay, no questions heard. I think you're safe.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling us more about that. So we have the motion on the table for A. Any other further discussion, board members? Nothing. So, Mrs. Ratcher, will you take the roll, please?
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Mannheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mr. Nolan?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mrs. Hull?
Yes. Motion carries. May I have a motion to consider the permanent construction-related fund balance transfer resolution?
Slow move.
Mr. Mannheim?
Second.
Ms. Weibel as a second. Any conversation, discussion, I'm sorry, of this one? None heard? Would you take the roll, please?
Mr. Mannheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mr. Nolan?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mrs. Hull?
Yes, motion carries. Next item is the consent agenda. Does any board member wish to have anything pulled from the consent agenda?
Yes, I'd like to pull A4, special meeting closed session, March 5th, 2019. We just need to make an amendment on typo, what do you call it? Mm-hmm. Amendment of the minutes.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay. So may I have a motion to approve the consent agenda for every item except for A4?
So moved.
Ms. Linkemer?
Second.
Mr. McNally? Discussion on the rest of it? No? Mrs. Retch, will you take the roll?
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mr. Noling?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Abstain.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Mannheim?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes, the motion carries. Now we will consider item A4, the special meeting closed session for March 5th, 2019. Ms. Weibel?
The amendment at the end is that it's an adjournment. It shows that I'm there for adjournment, and I'm actually was not there for adjournment because I had to leave early. So I just was asking Mrs. Ratchford to amend the minutes and that we vote on the amended minutes, just to clarify.
I didn't look at it that carefully, so I'm glad you caught it. All right, that said, I would like to have a motion then for A4, to approve A4 with the corrected statement.
Yeah, so moved.
And a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. McNally. I think we discussed it, so Ms. Retcher, will we take the roll?
Mr. Nolan.
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Mannheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries. So we're getting to the end. We have our four information items as usual. Freedom of Information Act requests, the Community Unit School District 303 financial report for January 2019, or Mid Valley financial report for January 2019. Does anyone have any requests or have any questions on those? No? We are at new business. Do any board members have new business to bring up? No? Next item are citizen comments. Thank you. Mrs. Linkenberg, would you read the statement?
The school code provides for a public comment period at each board meeting subject to reasonable constraints. The practice of this board is to limit public comment to 3 minutes per speaker to a total of 15 minutes at the end of the meeting. Speakers addressing the board are expected to maintain a reasonable level of civility. Also, personal matters are sensitive and confidential. Comments regarding individuals should be respectful. Insults and defamatory remarks have no place in this setting. The board will terminate public comment if speakers cannot adhere to these guidelines. Please identify yourself at the beginning of your remarks.
Thank you. We have one comment at the end of the meeting, and it's Danielle Penman speaking on the ethics advisor. Welcome.
I'm Danielle Penman, and I just wanted to come up and ask Dr. Pearson. I was told I brought forward a formal request for an ethics advisor. You had advised with your district's attorney's firm that represents you guys. I did meet with the attorney, and he informed me that by this meeting, you would be given the report to report out to the community. And I'm just curious what happened to that report. Did you not get it, or do you know at what point you will be presenting it to the community? Thank you.
Thank you. As is our practice, the board doesn't answer at the board table. And so that is our last item of, well, we have more business tonight, but may I have a motion to adjourn to closed session by roll call vote for the purposes of, one, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedule for one or more classes of employees, two, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity, and three, litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case the basis for the finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting. That's it. May I have that motion?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Weibel is the motion, and Mr. McNally seconded that. So, you can take it.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mrs. Herfrey?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkman?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mr. Noly?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes. Motion carries.
It's 8:56 and the board is now in open session. Ms. Redford, will take the roll.
Mrs. Linkenberg?
Here.
Mr. Manheim?
Here.
Mr. McNally?
Here.
Mr. Noly?
Here.
Ms. Weibel?
Here.
Mrs. Fairfield?
Here.
Mrs. Hill?
Here. May I have a motion for the Mid-Valley Notice of Non-Renewal of Dr. Marianne Fedition?
So moved.
Ms. Linkmer. A second?
A second.
Ms. Weibel? Is there any discussion? Not heard? Would you take the roll?
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mr. Noling?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairgreave?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkmer?
Yes.
Mrs. Hewell?
Yes. The motion carries. May I have a motion to go into closed session for collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. May I have that motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Gregory, Mr. Nolte. Do you take the roll, please?
Mr. McNally?
Here.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Mr. Nolte?
Aye.
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairgreen?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkern?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. Huell?
Yes, the motion carries. We're back in open session for, may I have a motion to adjourn?
We need a roll call first.
We need a roll call first.
You made it out of close.
All right. Roll call, please.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairgreen?
Here.
Mrs. Linkern? She's not here. Mr. Manheim's not here. Mr. McNally's not here. Mr. Nolte?
Here.
Mrs. Huell?
Here. May I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Nolte? Mrs. Fairgreen? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? None heard? We're adjourned.